At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
Hey, 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 how y'all doing? It is your girl, Dee Dee Leggett, a.k.a. The Core Queen. I am back with another episode of The Core Queen Podcast, and I have an up-and-coming artist, a living legend, the man, the myth himself, Romeo Hart.
What's up, what's up, what's up? What's going on, Core Queen?
Welcome to the show.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. You are welcome. I'm excited to have you here today. I got some shit to ask you.
All right. Ask
I might
shit.
Stir up some stuff, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
All right. Come on.
All right. Before we start, I'm going to let the people know who Romeo is, okay? Y'all, first of all, Romeo, known as the Shakespeare of urban soul, pop, and hip-hop, is a dynamic artist from Pittsburgh, PA. I'm going to let him slide on that. You know I'm from Bristol, right? That's out of Philly, but
nobody
I'm going to let
where Bristol
Pittsburgh.
Is.
Don't do my town like that. Don't do that.
Shout out to Bristol.
He has made his mark on the music scene with his debut album, Bear, which was released on June 1st of 2024. A triple threat, Hart's artistry transcends boundaries, weaving emotion, experience, and sound into a profound tapestry. Drawing from his personal journeys, Bear is a deeply introspective exploration of freedom, triumph, and sensuality. Featuring 12 original tracks, each showcasing Hart's lyricism and captivating vocals. At its core, Bear unfolds a poignant love story, inviting listeners on a transformative voyage of self-discovery. Hart shares creating Bear was cathartic. Each song is unfiltered and reflects his journey. Embrace vulnerability and authenticity with Romeo Hart's Bear, out now on all streaming platforms. Y'all welcome Romeo Hart to the show.
Yeah. Need a dictionary for that, huh?
I'm glad I went to school a little bit. Dang, I had to enunciate and shit. Dang, Romeo, you had me working over here.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up. I had to show my intellectual property, right?
Well, you ain't playing with the people, okay? Y'all said y'all want some substance in this music. He giving y'all some substance,
there
okay?
You go. That's it.
So how did you even start making music? How did you get into this thing?
So music is in my bloodline. So my great-grandfather is a Marcel. So he's is Nene Harp. He actually co-wrote Blue Moon.
Okay.
And so I'm just following in his footsteps. And I hope that he's proud up there in heaven. You know what I mean? Watching down on me.
Come on, genetics.
Yo. They strong over here.
Now that's awesome. That's pretty daggone dope.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you.
You know, because a lot of people talk about leaving a legacy and all that stuff. So it's good to see like the descendants carrying those things on.
Yeah, absolutely. Like he was very prominent figure for me growing up, and I just want to do him proudly and do him justice. And then also, my father's a musician. My uncles are musicians. Like, music is just in us. It's just something that feeds us, that we breathe and that we need, you know?
Mm-hmm. You ain't have a choice. You was going to do some music.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
My mom tried to shut it down a couple of times.
Really?
But like, yeah, but well, because I couldn't always sing.
I almost fell on this floor.
So then when I learned how to be in tune, then she was like, oh, okay, you got something.
Okay.
But before then, she was just like, well, you shut the fuck up.
Way to be supportive, mom. Dang.
Well, she's supportive now. Not to throw anybody under any buses, oh, promise. Oh, God.
That is hilarious.
But, yeah.
Well, at least she was keeping it real with
exactly.
you. Maybe that pushed you.
It did.
Okay.
It sure did.
Okay.
Yes.
So what was it like creating your new album, Bear?
Bear, I took 2 years to do.
Oh, okay.
And in the process of it, I had to make sure that the music resonated with me, that I was going to record over. And so I really took my time. I went through 1,000 different instrumentals, and then I broke that down to 30. And then I broke those 30 into 15. And then the 15, I actually recorded off 15 songs.
Okay.
And then 12 made the cut.
Okay. So did you use like a whole different producers? Like how was your process of creating music?
Yeah. Like? So I wanted to make sure that Bear was holistic to who I was and who I am. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a fan of many different genres of music. And I also think like now there's really no need for a box because everybody's experimenting with so many different types of music. Mm-hmm. And since I was born and raised listening to so many different types of music, I figured that would be an accurate reflection of me. So I took my time to listen to pop records, took my time to listen to hip hops, took my time to listen to indie, folk music. I mean, all types of stuff just to really see what resonated with me. And to be honest, I'm a weirdo. So, so things that are a little bit outside of the norm, I tend to gravitate to.
Okay.
And I'm able to make bangers off of that.
That's really smart because cool. I find that other artists that I've interviewed all do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in a congested lane trying to get down this one street doing the same thing, sounding the same way with the same beats.
Yeah.
Y'all got to do something different.
Yeah, congested, they can't breathe.
Right.
They got to get that sickness out of them.
To step outside of what we normally hear,
yeah.
In my opinion, like that's genius.
That, I mean, it's establishing your own lane. Like, and I've always had this thought, like Jay-Z already exists. So yes, he's a pioneer in music, and he's an inspiration, but I don't want to be the next him.
Mm.
He's already here.
Right.
So he can easily come out of retirement again and shut it down. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just like, okay, who is Romeo and why Romeo? And being a Shakespearean, I've always been a writer first.
Okay.
So writer first, singer second, lyricist third. And so I always keep that in mind as well. It's like what I want to convey is very poetic. Mm-hmm. And I put that in my music, and poetry can be found in anything and everything. Mm-hmm. So why not keep that horizon broad? Because you just never know
right. What's
actually going to be the thing that catapults you to that next level.
Absolutely. I agree. So you mentioned that you write.
Yes.
And I found that a lot of these artists don't write. Not that the words aren't theirs, but they like, I guess they'll call it punch in. Like they'll go into the booth and then they'll punch in instead of like writing out the lyrics.
Yeah.
What is there a best practice or is a better way or is it just style? It's just a preference.
It's just what I do. I started off writing poetry and then I got into music. And so for me, writing always came first. And to put it, there's just something about being old school and just paper and pen and just really writing stuff down and then seeing it and having it resonate with you and then being able to go in and edit before you go into the studio. And then also, too, since at some point I was in charge of my own budget.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't want to spend 4 hours writing in a studio. I wanted to be in the studio, actually in the booth recording.
Right.
And so that helped me to be able to be prepared before going in and spitting or singing or doing anything in a mic. And then I was able to, like, instead of doing 2 songs in a 4 hour block, I'd be able to do 6.
Mm. You're saving money.
Saving money.
Yeah.
And I got more productivity. Got more,
right. Okay. And I also think, like, when it comes to writing, and maybe I'm just old school, I feel like that's an artifact. That's something you can keep, you can hold. That's something your descendants can see.
Yes.
It's not like, oh, I just had it in my head and I just put it on a track.
Yeah.
When you got the words, I got to see the handwriting of my so-and-so. So I think that's pretty dope.
Right. Yeah, for sure. It's just a different way of doing it. I commend people who are able to do things off the dome, but then it's like you do something off the dome, you're not able to really get it in your body. So you go and you perform, you forget half the stuff that you spit off your dome because you was doing it off your dome.
Right.
And you decided to put it out there outside of it being a freestyle.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so there's a difference between having a freestyle and having a single and then having a compilation.
Mm.
And so you got to keep that in mind. And you also got to be prepared as well, because people don't want to see somebody trying to remember what they spit,
know
what I'm saying?
And
there's a lot of freestylists that are fire, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fire, great bars. But then you also got legends who don't remember their material as well. But then you expect for somebody to pay $600 to see you.
Mm.
It's like the caliber got to be there. And I'm very old school. And I thank my grandfather for this as well, because he set the standard in my family. Mm-hmm. You always got to be prepared. And then once you're prepared, then the money will come, the people will come, the followers, everything will come, but you got to have the quality first.
Yeah.
And so I pride myself on being somebody who tries to do things with quality in mind.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's why you're not one of them trash rappers.
Oh, she's throwing people away, y'all.
And it's the quality. Let me be quiet.
Duffy.
Yeah, I don't want to, last week I done stirred the pot. Let me stop stirring the pot.
Sometimes it need to be stirred, though. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. To try, get a little more creativity out here.
For sure.
So outside of your grandfather and your family, since you said they were extremely influential,
who
is somebody in the industry that's been influential to your music career?
Who hasn't been?
Your phone ring.
Yeah, somebody blow me up. Get to them later. It's always timing. Because I've been a lover of all different types of music, it's whatever resonates with me. So one day I'll be feeling Lauryn Hill, right? And then the next, I want to hear some old school Nas. And then I want to go into some N.W.A. But then I'll do some Hody and the Blowfish. Mm-hmm. Or I'll do some Dave Matthews Band. Or I'll do Incubus and then Linkin Park, and then it'll circle back to J. Cole, and then if it resonates and it's hot, I listen to it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I don't consider myself a fanboy to nobody. If it's good music, it's good music, and I'm a rock with it.
That's
because it's about the frequency for me, not necessarily the entity that's putting it out there.
Got it. Okay, then come on, musician.
You know what I'm saying?
So if you could get a feature from 3 major artists, who would you choose?
Only 3?
Only 3.
I'm trying to work with everybody. I'm trying to be busy in these streets. If I had the choice, then I would definitely... just 3. That's crazy. Missy Elliott.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Incubus.
Okay.
Oh, that's tough. 3 artists.
He's scared to say the last one.
I'd have to rock with Kendrick.
Oh shit. Kendrick, you about Lamar. To stir the pot.
Yeah. All right, what am I stirring? Come on, what we about to cook?
Since you said Kendrick, I wasn't gonna bring it up. So what are your thoughts on the whole Kendrick Drake beef?
My whole thought process is that for me, I don't think there's no need for beef in this game at this point. Y'all both hot. Y'all both making money. So where's the beef? And I get it. Sometimes it's territorial or somebody will try to clown somebody on a track. And then, you know, sometimes you just got to eat them up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like, rest in peace, Drake, because you did get eaten up just a little bit. You know what I mean? But I still rock the OVO. You know what I'm saying? But Kendrick did. He cooked you, bro.
Yeah.
He cooked you and he ate it. And then it retracted and then he ate it again. You know what I'm saying? But I think we're at a point now in the industry where it's just like, okay, it's just another beef. You know what I mean? But
I think so.
I think so, but they both eaten. So
I think this beef was a little different.
All right. In what way?
And I say that because, and this is only from my small corner of the world. I feel Bristol. Like, don't do that. What happened was a shift.
Mm.
Because before this beef, Drake was on top of the world.
Yeah.
Like he was running shit, right?
Yeah.
And now I feel like I know y'all hate when I say I feel like, but this is how I feel. So I'm gonna say how I feel. I feel like Kendrick did something that I'm gonna have to give credit to this dude that I can't stand, Donald Trump. He does this very, very well, where he is the master marketer.
Mm-hmm.
So Kendrick did something so genius that makes us have to listen to something over and over and over all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that literally changed the way you think about certain stuff.
Yeah.
And it made people's outlook on Drake change. I don't think too many beefs have done that. It may have been like a little scuffle, but the way Kendrick strategically destroyed Drake, I don't know if he's going to come back like he did before. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know he has a core fan base. He'll always have that.
Absolutely.
But to be on top the way he was, I think Kendrick just changed the way people look at him.
I think so as well. And like when somebody has that power of influence and was able to do it, because you said worldwide, you know what I mean? So the whole globe is now looking at one individual in a specific way.
Yeah.
And that's why I say that, like, sometimes you shouldn't start things that you know you can't finish.
But see, that's the thing. People had hyped him up for so long that he felt like he could.
And that's a fault of his own. You know what
because
I mean?
Because he had, because he had the beef with Meek and he had the beef with Pusha T.
Yes.
Pusha T kind of ate him up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Meek got his ass whooped.
Right.
And then so he thinking like, all right, I'm good. Like,
right.
Pusha T ain't out there like that, so he can't really silence me. But Kendrick, that's a whole... J. Cole was like, ah, hold up. I apologize. Yeah. I ain't mean it.
Yeah.
I take it back.
Threw in the towel.
Because he knew what was going to happen.
In front of a crowd. Exactly.
Yes.
Right. And you're not trying to mess up your bag. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then people actually came and showed up at Drake's crib and like tried to annihilate this man.
Right.
It gets serious. It gets that deep.
Yeah.
Especially with this frequency thing. So that's why I say just learn your lane, stay in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then you got to realize that some people are quiet for a reason.
Right.
Kendrick was pretty quiet. He mind his business. He make his music and going back and hiding.
Right.
You called that man out.
Yeah.
He came out.
Yeah. Yeah. And
went,
yeah.
That song ain't went back in
since. A hard way. And like, mind you, what people tend to neglect is that he's from the streets.
That part.
He's about that life.
Yeah.
Like,
but see, social media get people real messed up because they ain't been hitting their face in a long time.
True.
So they be popping shit and like, wait a minute, I pull up on you.
Right.
I don't mean that, y'all. I'm just saying that's what people be saying.
People pull up. You know what I'm saying? People pull up and it's just a matter of you being prepared for the pull up. That's what I'm saying. Like if you're going to do it, right? So older people wear Depends for a reason because they know it's going to happen.
They prepared.
Just like a baby, you know what I'm saying? Pull up. Like,
listen, they but look. Well, Kendrick showed them.
He did.
I don't know. I feel like right now, maybe a couple weeks ago, Drake like been testing music, but it's like he's scared to put it out.
Lashes. He got some lashings and he's still trying to recover. I just tell him, you know what I'm saying? He just needs to take a long salt bath.
Usually you could kind of like.
In there.
with social media stuff, usually like you could take a little break and it'll go away. This is not going away. They're just playing the man song at the DNC.
Yeah.
How you play Not Like Us at the DNC? Yeah. That is so unhinged.
And I mean, and the fact that you got Serena out here clowning too. I mean, I'm just saying, it's a lot.
Has he even tried to go back to Cali yet? I don't think so.
He might be banned. They're quick to ban something.
And they should. Child. I'm sorry, Drake. Poor little Tink Tink. Should have stayed your ass on the grassy. That's awful. All right. So since you've been in this music game, what is the most memorable moment you've had so far?
Being able to showcase for Columbia Records, Columbia and Sony. And that was actually when I was with a band. What was crazy is that I had all white musicians and I was a black front man. And so that was like our whole gimmick.
Goddamn Hootie.
But what's crazy, Hootie. Shout out to that Blowfish. But what was crazy about it was that we had just formed. So we were only together for a good 6 months and people were already looking into like signing us. And that was a pivotal moment for me. That was just like, okay, all those times my mom told me to shut up from the kitchen. Said when she was whipping up the stir fry was like a reminder, like, I got you. Right. Like,
so what happened with the band? Where's the band?
So the band, they weren't ready. They weren't ready to move forward. And some of them were in college. Others were like trying to recover from certain wounds, drug habits, etc. And so
they make the best music.
They do, for sure. Absolutely. And it was a bittersweet moment for me, but it was also a height in my career just to know that, okay, we don't even have a true single out yet. Mm-hmm. And we've only been gigging around Pennsylvania and we already got big wigs looking into us.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, we in there. Like, damn, that's cool. Yeah.
Dang, yeah. Hootie too. Dang, messed it up. So what are some of the hardest lessons you've learned along this music journey?
One of the hardest things for me is I like genuine people and I like to keep genuine people around me. And it's made me had to shield myself and my heart because I'm also a Cancer as well. So I lead through emotion and frequency, right? Mm-hmm. So if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. And I'm in it for the long haul. And in pursuing anything that's beyond great, it doesn't matter what industry or field, you're always going to have people who latch on to that. But when it's not working to the capacity that they feel like it should be working at, they dip or they try to take, you know what I'm saying, what you've been working on or things of that nature. And so that's been the hardest lesson for me. Is just really being humble and understanding that not everybody got your best interest at heart. Ooh, and that's a tough pill to swallow. Like, because I genuinely have a love and a liking for people. And so that's kind of made me shift and change how I interact with people.
Okay. Yeah. This industry is brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal. Like I said, I used to manage an artist and I understand what you're saying. The people are just, oh my God, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it because it's too much phoniness. It's too much vindictiveness. It's just too much selfishness for me. I couldn't do it. It's just the music industry is one vicious ass industry.
Yeah.
Y'all got to really love this shit. I mean, because what it takes for you to endure to get a sliver of a reward.
Yeah.
Is insane.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. For me, and I can speak for other people who pursue this, it's more about loving the stage. Like, I mean, that's where I come alive. That's where I feel one with the world.
Right.
And so it don't matter if there's five people in the audience or there's 100,000. Like, I'm going to put in my 100%.
Right.
All day, every day. And some people are built for it. Other people are not. And that's just how I go.
Yeah. And I think we're starting to see a lot of that with like certain artists who are like really big and now they like coming down a little bit, like getting older, whatever, their career is coming to an end, and just the shift in their minds and watching them, because we get the bird's eye view now on social media, and we get to see the Britney Spears. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I mean, the conservatorships is real, and that's what I'm talking about, genuine people, and you got your her own folks doing it. But she was giving us context clues in her music.
Yep. Nobody was listening.
Nobody was, you know what I mean, hearing that. Right. Yeah. But it had to be exposed, which is why I'm so glad that we're in the age of Aquarius, because now people have no choice but to look at their inner demons and like truly face things that they're not trying to face. Yeah. Like, that's powerful.
Yeah.
And that's the universe. Like, we ain't got no choice but to submit.
What Cat Williams said, this is the year of exposure. It's been exposing. Okay. Cat to open the portal.
Yeah.
It's exposing. Because I know a lot of people say that, what's the guy's name? He was a child actor. And I know he'd be high sometimes, but he'd be speaking the truth and people don't listen.
Orlando Brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all need to listen to what he's saying. That boy's not lying.
For sure. Yes.
It's sad just to see them just fall like that. And you know, they endure some real harsh things.
Yeah. But but the thing is that it's who you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also understanding that peer pressure is real. And the people who fall to that extreme are people who have not taken out the time to learn themselves.
Right. And that's because most of them were little kids, too. Yeah, so they were really preyed upon. And
that's true.
And that's why I feel like a lot of when they say like the hip hop industry is a young man's game, young woman's game. Yeah, because y'all know y'all can manipulate them kids to kind of do whatever y'all want them to do, because you dangle that carrot in front of them. Yeah. So
that's how it used to be, though. And and you know what I'm saying? Now they mad because it ain't going to be too many Diddy parties moving forward.
Take that.
That shit is dead, nigga.
Listen, them folks came out the woodwork. And what bothers me about that, though, is like people are saying, well, why didn't anybody say it? They were. Y'all wasn't listening. They've been screaming this shit for years.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Nobody would listen.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like the thing is if you an adult, like get your freak on and do it. You know what I'm saying? But but if it's inflicting harm on other people, then come on. Yeah. Like that's just crazy. Like,
but these Holly weirdos, man, they get so much money and so much power, like they can't figure out what else to do next. They just want more and more and more and more. It's never enough.
That's what I always found really, really funny, is because the same thing with white privilege. I think it's all a scam for real. You know what I mean? Like we've created that narrative that just because certain people are on certain platforms, they didn't have this power.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in control of that.
Yeah.
We don't have to give people that type of power or that type of clout. But yet people have. And I'm extremely excited to see those walls and those barriers finally being broken down.
Yes.
Because it's like people do need to be protected. Mm-hmm. Women do need to be heard. Like, I mean, just all the things that make common sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, it's crazy. But you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Like, I know that this may sound random, but I always equate that type of stuff to pedophilia, okay?
1,000%.
So it's like, all right, we know that you're a child molester, but yet all you got to do is register online and then you could still be out in these streets. Mm. Nah, you need to be in them cells.
Yeah, castrated.
That's... Say it again.
They do it, castrated. If you are convicted and you rightfully convicted...
Correct.
Cut it off.
And
sew that up. If it's a bitch, sew it up.
See, there you go.
Cut and her click
and
off.
And
I
that's
don't know.
It. And people do that type of stuff.
Castrate them. If you're a child molester and you have been rightfully convicted, they need to cut your dick off. And if you're a female, to cut your click off and sew your hole up.
Go, no respect for you in these streets.
Cut it off.
None.
Yeah, I'm serious. Like,
execution.
It's just disgusting.
Straight execution.
Think that way.
But that's what I'm saying, though. But all they got to do is register online.
Right.
And then everything is okay.
And don't go
same thing
Parker
with reps. But they're living in the neighborhoods.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I go to check my credit score, and they're like, oh, you got 3 new sex offenders near you. Excuse me, Experian? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean? Like, that's crazy.
Thanks for ruining my day.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, just saying, like, that's crazy. I'm just trying to check my credit score.
Right.
And now I know that that John Robbie Bobby.
Oh,
you know
my
what I'm saying?
God, listen, y'all gonna be on Forensic Files.
See, it's just crazy.
It's pretty sickening. The industry is a whole different level, and you really gotta be passionate about what you do to stay in this freak show. Yeah. I can't. Y'all can have it.
I'm a weirdo, so
so what because you said that I know you're going to give me a general answer, but I'm going to ask the question anyway.
All right.
Because you said that it's about the vibe and it's about the feeling. Mm-hmm. But I really want to know which genre of music resonates with you the most. What do you relate to the most?
What I relate to the most is actually rock.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes. Because I have an inner rage.
Okay.
And they allow me to get to that point without inflicting harm on people who maybe otherwise deserve it. But yeah, I do like the rage. I do.
So when you were in the band, what kind of music did y'all do?
We did alternative rock and pop.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Shout out to Astrokinetic, man. That was a great time. Yes.
So we just talked about the music industry. So what do you think, in your opinion, is missing right now from the music industry when it comes to music, quality, whatever? What is missing?
Privacy.
Man, I'm so sick of knowing these people lies. I don't want to know nothing about these people. I just want to hear the music.
It's just gotten to the point to where it's like, I don't need you to know where I take a boo-boo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. And I don't need you to know that I'm eating ramen for the fourth time this week. It's gotten to the point to where it's ridiculous, which is why I said, if I'm just doing common everyday things that everybody else is doing,
right,
I'm not going live. I'm not posting it because everybody does it. And I feel like social media and just that whole access to people has now saturated the music because now everybody feels like they can do it.
You know what? I wish there was like a limit to how many people can make music, because it's starting to get ridiculous at this point. Like,
I mean, we allowed mumble rap to be a thing, so it's only downhill from there, to honest with you. But there are some dope artists that are coming up that are dope. But I feel like myself, we don't get an opportunity to get the platforms that's necessary because, oh, I gotta show you how I cut fruit and juice this juice. I literally just got some microphones in today, so I'm gonna be in the kitchen whipping because it costs for that.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's crazy because back in the day we knew nothing.
Right.
About artists, nothing. We know nothing about their personal life,
yeah.
And that's why, like, documentaries that are coming out now, we're like, "Oh shit, that's what was happening." Like, right. We didn't know anything.
It's juicy. Grab your popcorn.
We're like, I don't care who you date, and I don't care.
Yeah, right.
This like your fifth boyfriend in 2 months, ma'am.
And it's no longer relevant now. No. Before, it could be scandalous because we wouldn't be able to just click on and see you live,
right?
You know, and I think that the exposure rate of people has been a good and a bad thing because the industry itself is shifting. Mm-hmm. And the music industry has to be okay with authenticity moving forward because that's where it's going. So you can no longer rap about stuff that you don't live. You see what I'm saying? Because the streets is going to be talking.
Right.
So if you talking about cooking in the kitchen, all right, well, what are you cooking? Is that eggplant parmesan, my dude? Because that's not really what they mean,
right,
when they say they're cooking in the kitchen.
No.
So I'm looking most forward to that and to be able to be a part of that, which I feel like that's why my time is now and is present, mm-hmm, because I've always lived authentically in myself and in my truth with my music.
And that is the only thing that will last.
Yeah.
These microwave, I'm just going to do this, try to go viral type of artists, that don't last anyway.
No.
It's just like, wait, remember so-and-so back? No, we don't.
They get a bag, though.
Well, at least they...
And I take donations.
At least we think they do.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
I've been in some rooms and I'm like, you don't say. Yeah. It's all about a facade, as long as it looks like I'm getting the bag.
But, and that's crazy to me. That is, because, I mean, if you can't afford a $20 meal.
Ooh, child, don't get me started. See, because you're going to get me in trouble if you get me started talking about this stuff, because I said it last week and I got to be quiet.
I'm going to just sip.
But so you mentioned something. You said the mumble rap took over. So that kind of goes into my next question.
Okay.
Do you think that auto-tune has given untalented individuals the confidence to make music?
That's extremely loaded. It's like a baked potato, right? So a plain potato can be delicious. Mm-hmm. But when you have the other ingredients that's on top, that's authentic, then it's even better. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, just as you said, microwave artists, I feel like we live in the world of popcorn and microwave. Uh-huh. And so to call them untalented, I feel like if you're not writing your own music, if you don't really know how to record like professionally, if you're going to a studio that's inside of a bathroom that has one mic and it's not really put up. I mean, I'm being for real.
Right.
Like if people haven't taken the time to invest in this craft, then, and just say, oh, slap some auto tune on it. That to me is a slap, a punch, and a kick. So you slap me in my face, you punch me in my throat, and you kick me in my balls. Because it's like I'm literally out here, got a fucking vocal coach, writing, listening to all different type of instrumentals, really trying to elevate my sound, and then you want to slap something fabricated. It pisses a lot of people off who really put their heart and soul into this.
Because I think it was it Usher? I forgot. Somebody told T-Pain back when he started it that he was going to mess up the music industry with auto-tune. And I agree.
Mm.
Not that T-Pain messed anything up.
Please, please clarify.
He's super talented. Yes, he can actually sing.
Absolutely.
But I think that if auto-tune wasn't a thing, a lot of these artists wouldn't exist.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they can't sing or rap. They sound horrible without it.
Yeah, yeah. it's saving lives out here, but then it's also diminishing the craft.
Yes.
Which is why you have a lot of pioneers and legends that are tired and they're just like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else to really look forward to. It appears.
Right.
Because that is the hype that's going on.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, if you talk to them, they'll say, I still listen to 90s R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's a clean, clear, fresh sound. Nobody want to hear this damn computer love shit all the time.
Well, it also resonates.
Yeah, and it has meaning.
The meaning is there. The instrumentals are there.
Yeah.
They're actual instrumentals. They're not something that's on Reasons or on Pro Tools or anything like that. And I don't want to diminish anything. Like, I feel like if people have the courage to do this and to step out and to be themselves, then go ahead and continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then also you got to put in the work as well.
Yeah.
You just have to.
Yeah.
The people deserve that.
Because when I hear somebody like perform and they let's say something happens and the auto tune don't work, I'm like distraught. I'm like, ain't no motherfucking way.
Yeah.
Why y'all do that? Why y'all let that man go in that studio? No, he can't sing. Y'all know who I'm talking about, but I ain't gonna say his name.
She bangs.
Listen.
Oh, baby, no. When she moves.
I'm like, that's why them fools be up on American Idol sounding crazy.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I can't.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I can't. Auto-tune, when I tell you, it irks my spirit.
Mm.
It really bothers
mm-hmm.
me. Because I just want to hear how you sound.
Yeah.
Just your authentic voice.
That's it hits that frequency in you. That's just kind of like.
Yeah. Like, oh, God, I can't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm Simon Cowell.
No. But you're not the only one. There's a lot of people, which is why concerts don't blow up the way that they usually do, which is why you got people who are really supposed to be selling out, not selling out ticket wise. Yeah. And then having to like cheat. because it was only 15 people in the audience. So they green screen it and try to make it look bigger than what it was. And yeah, that's the reason why, because people don't want bubblegum no more.
No. And then can you like just imagine going to a live concert? Man, that ain't what you sound like on the album.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to hear it. Right. I don't want to hear it.
And but see, and that goes into not putting in the work, because right, I do have some auto-tune on my album.
Of course you have to.
Okay.
Because if you don't, ain't nobody gonna play your shit.
It's a standard, correct. But then I've also practiced to what it should sound like.
Right.
You know what I mean? So then that way when I perform, it's like, okay. He sounds better than a record.
This is why when we have these award shows now, people are so pissed off.
Yeah.
Because they're like, what are we watching?
Yeah.
It's so disturbing.
Yeah, it is. It is.
This is what happens when you let TikTok kids determine what's popular. This is what happens.
Don't get me started on the talk that ticks. Please don't.
It's
another app. And that's what I'm saying. Most of us are hiding behind cameras.
Mm.
And I just miss being in the streets. I do. I miss somebody yelling at the kids, get the fuck in the house at like 10 at night. You know what I mean? Because it's like, that's real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But everybody's on games, video. I don't know. It's a sick, sad world. It truly is.
Yeah. And these kids have zero social skills. They're a little slow.
See, you can't. Okay. So in all fairness, I took a white van a couple years in school, and there was only two of us.
Oh my God.
So you can go ahead and do what you will with that.
Geez, Lord.
But the vernacular is crazy. So there is hope because they can't learn. I upgraded. That was elementary. Yeah, I'm serious.
From your mom telling you to shut up, or her putting you on a fucking van with one more person.
Yeah, for real. Me and Cindy Calfo used to have a blast.
I don't know her name.
Yeah, we used to have a blast. She's my friend to this day. Oh, what you talk about?
Okay.
We'll have a circle pizza any day. Put some ranch on it.
I can't with you. You are crazy. Oh my God. So what has been the most disappointing moment of your music career so far?
Falling out with my father, who's also a musician. Creatively, we just couldn't see eye to eye. And growing up, he was my idol. And I mean, my mother would tell you, like, he came into my life very late. He came into my life when I was 16. But I always idolized him. Mm. Always. And I always wanted to have a bond with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And things just went left. And he's in the industry as well. He has artists, too. And they are talented as mm-hmm. well. But that was heartbreaking for me, because I always saw it as, well, I can be the Michael Jackson to your Joe.
Mm.
And it just didn't work out that way.
So what type of differences do you guys have?
I'm extremely opinionated, and he's very old school. Mm-hmm. And like, there's a hierarchy thing that's there. Mm-hmm. And being someone who's grown as fuck, expressing an opinion that differs from his, it's just like, oh, well, you need to go in a corner, but I'm grown, so I'm not going to go in that corner. So now what do you want to do?
And is the riff only from music?
I think a little bit is personal. I think that I'm out of his biological kids, I'm the only one that does music.
Mm.
And so there's that. And then he had a band as well that didn't go to the levels and to the extent that our grandfathers went to. Well, my grandfather's, his dad went to. And so I think there's that. And then I think there's also just, he sees a mirror reflection of himself. And that's kind of a hard pill to swallow. But it's like, it is nothing but love over here. Like, what you mean? You're my dad. Like,
yeah, that resentment could be.
But it's one-sided.
No, I'm saying from him, like,
absolutely,
unrealized dreams, and
and then it's that tit for tat. It's you know, who can belt this better? Whose balls fall to the floor?
Oh God, I hope they ain't hitting the floor yet.
like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, what do you mean?
Maybe that's his love language.
Shit, that's love.
He's doing a little like friendly competition with you.
He can keep it.
Oh my God.
He can keep it. I'm winning right now.
So what is one of your biggest accomplishments so far?
Biggest accomplishment is never giving up.
That's a good one.
That's my biggest accomplishment. Because success, you're always going to have a goal to lead. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Right now is to reach the masses to the point to where I can open up for some major artists. Mm. So then after that, the goal is going to be to then be the major artist that's selling the ticket to be the headliner. And then after being a headliner, then it's like, okay, what can I be featured on? Because I also act as well. And shout out to you and your short film. That was dope. Absolutely. If y'all haven't seen it, please check it out.
It's not out yet. That was just a trailer. Oh,
well, the trailer was dope.
Thank you.
And this crown is definitely Applin'. So.
God, what is wrong?
I told you I'm weird, but I'm a good weird though.
Oh my God, you are funny.
I appreciate you.
Okay, so since you're not from the Carolinas.
I'm not.
How long have you been here?
8 months.
Oh man. Okay. So I got to change my question then.
Not necessarily. I graduated high school here.
Well,
I was here.
I'm going to make this one a little broader for you. I'll give you a little softball one.
A little wiggle room.
Yeah. I give you a little, wiggle. Who is on your Mount Rushmore of music from either Carolina or any of your other states that you would want to put them on?
Ooh.
You could stick with just Carolina or you could pick
my Mount Rushmore.
Somewhere else. Top four.
Oh.
Any genre. All
right. Okay. The more. The more that rushes. Let's see. Four people. I told you I was on a van, so it might take a little second. God. Hold on 1 second.
I know y'all don't have nobody in Pittsburgh. I'm keeping it.
I mean, we got Pittsburgh. No. That's not true. We got Mac Miller. We got Wiz.
Wiz is from Pittsburgh?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Wiz is from Pittsburgh. He wasn't born there, but he spent the majority of his adult life there.
Oh.
Yes. And Mac Miller actually lived down the street from me. Rest in peace, Mac. He was cool. Actually really wanted to work with that dude. So I'm going to put him as one of my Mount Rushmores.
Okay.
Mac Miller. Then it would be Dr. Dre.
Oh, that's a good one.
Then it would be Timberland.
Well, I met Timberland. Cool guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really want to work with him so bad.
When I was managing my artist, we were on tour with Trina. So we went to the verses with her and Eve, and Timberland was there.
Ooh. See, that's, I would love to be in that room because.
Actually, he's in my intro on my show. He's in one of the pictures.
Okay. Dope. That's awesome. And the fourth would be Whitney Houston.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Man, motherfucking Whitney.
Yeah.
Bobby! I love you, Bobby!
He on tour right now. I know it's random, but take that as you will.
New Edition or Bobby Brown?
Please, by himself. New Edition was on tour as well.
Yeah, because they were trying to help him with the breathing and they couldn't do the turns. And
he couldn't resuscitate.
His stomach was in the way. Ooh, Bobby. Bobby. I love Bobby. Bobby crazy as hell.
You making me mess up on this mic. I don't like it.
I need some clips. I need to see Bobby on tour. He don't sit his ass down.
I'm sure shorter will.
Bobby, but, do some virtual, baby. Don't do this.
Okay. I said she did.
That is hilarious. Oh, God. Whitney and Bobby. What a time to be alive. Ooh, child. So, if Carolina hosted a versus battle.
Yes.
Who would you go up against?
Anthony Hamilton.
Not my boy, Ant.
Yeah.
You know I know Ant, right?
Okay.
I was in a video with him. I was his love interest.
Oh. Which one?
Yeah. I'm not going to say the name.
Why not?
I do it off camera.
You brought it up. Okay. All right. That's cool.
I'm not giving that person no clout.
Okay. Understood. That's cool.
But I like Ant. Shout out to Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah. I would do Anthony Hamilton. Apparently, he's my cousin, but he's like a distant cousin. Okay. But I don't know how true that is because we're all black. So we all end up being cousins.
It depends on your ass
or aunties or
yeah. They say Kamala ain't black, but whatever.
Great grands, she black
as hell.
But she want that Asian vote. So sometimes she leans a little bit to that other side of her.
I think she just accepts all sides.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, shit, she a lot of shit, like all of us, hell.
Correct.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we all black. Let me be quiet. Don't you,
do you
say
know
that on
your ancestry?
Camera. No, just black.
I like the emphasis on the K.
Yeah. They all from South Carolina, Mullins in the country. I don't know after that.
Not
I don't know.
Mullins.
Mullins, South Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how many roads does Mullins have?
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that place. All right, so now I'm asking you two more of these type of questions.
Okay, got you.
Your top best three male vocalists of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time.
That's easy. Uh-huh. Michael Jackson, Luther vocalist? Vandross.
I'm sorry. This is your list.
For vocalists?
Yeah.
Dirty Diana, for real?
Go ahead. All
right. But again, I like rock, and Michael Jackson was more rock,
no,
even
I
though
love
he
Michael
was a king
Jackson.
Of pop.
I wouldn't have put him in my list of vocalists, though, but go ahead. You said Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Luther Vandross.
Got to put Luther in there.
Gerald Levert.
Okay. I could take Gerald, but Michael would definitely not be on my list of vocalists.
Okay. Why?
He's probably the greatest entertainer of all time. Vocalist? Mm-mm. Nah. Yeah, little bitty Mike. Jackson 5 Mike, but not grown little nose Mike.
Okay. She judging because of the Villa Lago. Ain't
no,
that what
I'm
it called? Villa Lago.
Villa Lago. No. Nah.
It's a shame because the nose almost fell off a couple times.
Man,
and I'm just like,
how much more cartilage left in there?
Hey, there wasn't much.
Oh, man. Poor Mike. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson.
Please rest in peace. Jesus. And do not hunt me in my sleep because I brought you up as my top three male vocalists. Please don't come find me.
All right. What about your best top three female vocalists
of all time? Whitney, of course.
Gots to be the voice.
Damn, Gina. Mm-hmm. For females, why the
because I know you're about to say some crazy shit.
No,
okay,
Celine Dion.
That's a good one. That girl can sing her ass off.
She's a belter, and she's a Canadian belter. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
she's saving Drake right now. No, I'm so.
I'm so glad that she recovered. Her performance at the Olympics was stellar.
Absolutely.
Absolutely stellar. Yeah. My third one would be Amy Winehouse.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Amy.
Rest in peace.
Oh, man, I like Amy.
It's the legends, and I'm pissed. I really am. Like, so when I cross over, I'm going to go back in time so that way I can meet them when it was real and work with them for when it was real. Like, for real, because those that I look up to, they're not here anymore, for real.
Yeah,
and so it's, not all the talent.
Well, not all of it, but.
Damn, Corey.
A lot of talent is gone, like.
Yeah, I know. It's a six-ad world.
Yeah. Because if I think about like the women, the females artists now that sing, they don't really sing. Like Coco Jones, she sings.
Yeah, she does.
She sings.
Yeah, Coco is a phenomenal.
But a lot of the women, female artists, they just like, they talk sing. They don't really sing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get like no Kiki Wise, no Jasmine Sullivans like that no more.
Right. But they still exist.
They do.
You know
but
what I mean?
They're not pushing them like they pushed the Kehlani's and the Scissors. Well, I like Scissor too, but like the Summer Walker. Like you don't really get the singles.
You get to do. That's why you got to follow them. That's why we got to push them. You know what I'm saying? And
those little snotty nosed kids, the ones that push the shit. Like
true to a certain extent. But I mean, we as a culture, if we want to change what's being put out there, we have control of that. It's our narrative.
But see, the hard part of that is that like, let's say, for instance, when you're talking about like the 90s, okay, like you got SWV, Escape, like all these people are going on tour because they have us, like, core audience that's still rocking with them.
Yes.
But the people that the industry that's putting a bag behind, the machine is putting the bag behind, they following what these young kids are saying is good.
Yeah.
And it's trash because they slow as fuck. They crack babies. I mean, I'm just saying, these are products of crack babies. It's terrible. They can't make decisions. They're retarded. They can't think through process. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't say retarded. Retarded. They slow. I'm sorry. I can't say the
I say tard, but you can say that.
But they just can't even, like, how y'all letting them decide what's hot?
Oh.
But they're the ones who are on social media all day long.
True.
Listening to the stuff.
Very
so true. They're going to push it.
Very
but
true.
I'm like, well, who, but they not buying the tickets to come see the show.
Yeah. And I mean, but that's a problem. Or talent, not just something that's bubblegum that's just going to be there today and then literally gone later that day.
Yeah.
Because that's how expedient time is gone.
Yep. I tell people all the time, the evolution of social media will tell you how we think.
Yeah.
So if you think about, like, MySpace, I wasn't on there. But I, from what I heard, you know, you actually had to take time on there and do things and communicate.
Yeah, it took me 12 hours to build my profile.
Then you go to Facebook. You still got some dialogue. You can talk. Then you go to Instagram. It went to pictures. Just a few little words. Twitter, a few little words.
Mm-hmm.
Now freaking Snapchat.
Instant.
TikTok.
Yeah.
That's how quick their brains are moving.
Yeah.
It's so disturbing because having a conversation with them, I had Gen Zers on my show.
Okay.
Oh, boy. It was challenging.
Mm.
It was very challenging getting them to the show. I did a panel with guys, girls, and then I brought them together.
Okay.
Just me asking them for information was like, you really don't understand this?
Please give me an example of a question.
I asked them to send me a picture.
Okay.
And a bio so I can introduce them on the show.
Oh, yeah. Which is something that you should have. That was.
It was like, you want me to put the words on the picture? I'm like, huh? Are you serious?
No.
No. I want you to send me a picture.
Yeah.
And then I want you to type in your phone and send me an email with your bio.
Chat GPT.
You want me to send you a video? I don't want a video. I don't want a video.
But that's what they used to, because maybe they thought that you was going to cut them in and showcase it. You know what I mean? Like the opening of a show. You know what I mean?
Man, it was tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But I had to have the conversation with them, and it opened my eyes a lot to how they think, how they process things, how slow they are.
Okay, so
how smart they are.
So, okay, yeah.
They're super, super, super smart.
They are brilliant in their own way.
But they are hard-headed as shit.
I felt that. I had a flashback.
Oh, man.
Grandma, 94. Get that switch.
Yeah, because I think something happened and something shifted in social media when it comes to entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that's the end all be all. They think that's like the crown jewel. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have, I cannot work a 9-to-5 because I got to be an entrepreneur. And it's like, how are you going to pay for that shit?
Yeah.
Like, I got to be realistic.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, because old people just in their way, they stuck in their ways. No, we're trying to help you avoid some pitfalls here. Try to help you.
What generation, though?
They're Gen Z.
I mean, okay, but because I kind of got beef with the boomers.
Who are you telling?
Okay. All right. As long as we're on the same page.
But I told them, like, you have to understand that they only know that. They didn't have access to all this information you have access to. So they're giving you all that they know, and that's all they know.
That's true.
So they're just giving you their perspective. Now, if you can listen, they will be willing to listen a little bit and let kind of meeting of the mind so you can try to explain things to them that they just don't understand.
I love how progressive and free thinking that they are, though.
Yes.
And you know, fearless. What I mean? And love is love. Right. And they don't have to, because they don't have to have that fear because everything has been exposed. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like there's nothing new under the sun. Which I thoroughly enjoy about them as well. Authenticity at its finest.
Yeah. Because my son, I'd be like, how did you come up with that? He's 14. I'm like, it's pretty smart. I would have never thought of it. But he rattles my cage sometimes. Reel it back in, buddy. They're a little different.
They are. They are a little different. They are.
So what is some of the best advice you've ever received?
Best advice I ever received. I studied Buddhism. I was actually born into the Buddhist practice.
Remember Tina Turner.
Yes.
What's Love Got to Do.
And and my mother actually used it to get clean.
Really?
And to be sober. Yes.
Now that's pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah. And she had me. And so I'm a fortune baby, is what they call it, because I was born into the practice.
Oh.
And the best advice I ever got is their chant is to never give up. Mm. And that's the best advice ever, because it don't matter. Life is going to have highs and life is going to have lows. Everybody goes through them. It's just a matter of how you're going to deal with them. And you deal with them by never giving up.
I like it. Some good damn advice.
Yes.
Mine was, don't drop your drawers, because that's all the boys want. That's what my mom told me. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I should have listened.
I mean, that's a great advice.
I should have listened.
You know, you got smooth talkers out here. I'm saying, I talked somebody out of her drawers once, and I told her I was going to do it.
She still fell for it.
It was great.
It was great. This guy.
It was. It was a fantastic time of my life. I told her tomorrow when we work out, I'm going to talk you out of your drawers. You just playing, okay? So I took her to a track. We worked out, and she was like, well, I need to change in a car. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And then I was like, hey, you need help with these? And I was talking to her, and so drawers came off. And
she knew what she was
doing. And that's, hey, but it worked.
All right, Nick Cannon.
I don't want to handle those many kids. I don't want to handle many kids. I already got a baby girl, and I'm good, one and done.
That boy said he knew what to say. He manipulated them women to get what he wanted.
It's a Cancerian thing. It is. We are
mass. When's your birthday?
July 2nd.
Wow. My grandma was a Cancer, July 4th. Rest in peace to my grandma.
Nice.
She's passed in January.
Love us. Yes, rest in peace. My condolences.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what advice would you give 15-year-old Romeo?
Run!
Don't pull that girl draws.
Run! 15-year-old me, I would tell myself to slow down and enjoy life. You're not going to be a statistic. You're going to live past 21. So you don't got to do everything right here, right now. Yeah, that's what I would say.
That's good insight right there. Mm-hmm. That just clicked. Something just clicked in my brain, because I had a conversation about young Black men and why I feel like they just, I don't know what it is, like they be doing the craziest shit at certain age, like where they are behind in a lot of things and they want to do these other things that just make them happy.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just that.
It's like,
I don't think I'm gonna have the time to do it. So
I gotta get it done now. I gotta get it done now, because the streets is dangerous. Ain't really no love in the streets for real. And in certain family dynamics, you don't feel protected or covered. So it's like, I got to experience life now. So being 18 with a coke habit, that's norm.
Right.
And now meth has taken over our community.
Oh, my God.
And what is it? Ketamine and stuff like that. But it's a way to numb from the social pressures. Because being brown, beautiful, and gifted is hard. And we're all gifted in our own ways.
Especially in the Black community, if you ain't throwing a ball or bouncing one.
Then you know what I'm saying? Then what do you do? You're outcast. You're shunned. And it's like, I know the schematics of all the sports, but I know damn well I can't see them on the court or on the field.
Right.
I just know that for me. And I grew up watching Bettis and Polamalu and, I mean, the greats. I mean, Stiller Nation.
Fly, Eagles, fly. I bleed green.
Bristol.
Don't do that. Well, look, Romeo, I think that the people should hear you sing.
Okay.
I think it's that time for the folks to hear your music, because I feel like you are an amazing, talented artist. I
appreciate that.
You
Thank
have
you.
A new album out called Bear, and we need to hear a song, something. We want to hear good. What you got going on.
All right, cool. That works.
You got the mic. You good? Good. You need a background singer? La, 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 la. Is it on? Turn blue?
It did not turn blue. You know what you're doing over there. Huh? I'm pressing it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I did something.
Uh-huh.
Is it on, Frank?
Check, check.
No. You hear him?
It's so beautiful. We're live.
Check, check.
Move that mic out the way so you can
see. Check, check.
He keep hitting the button. I don't know if it's on. He keep clicking it. He keep clicking it. Just hold it. Just hold it. There it goes.
I told you that van. I told you that van.
Let me get you set up.
All right, cool.
Which camera he gonna be on? The main one?
Yeah, the main.
Good, this one in the middle.
Background. I used to be in the choir.
Alto or a soprano? Okay. I like a good alto. Might be my chain. Feedback. Exactly what it was.
Working with the FBI. You over here. He got a wire on him on his necklace.
Yeah.
Ready? Romeo, what's the name of the song you're going to sing?
So this is Till I Walk, and it is available on Bear, which is on all platforms. Make sure you go and you check that joint out.
Okay. You want to move your phone up so you can see your audience can see? He got to go adjust it.
Okay.
Yeah, Romeo, let's get it. My rhythm ain't no suck. Get in mess rooms, I can cut it up. I'm gonna tear this fucker up. Cause the party don't start till I walk. And now the party don't start till I walk. And now the party don't start till I walk. Until I walk, until I walk. And now the party don't start till I walk in. And now the party don't start till I walk in. And now the party don't start till I walk. Until I walk, until I walk. Nobody flip it, spin it, move it, dip it. Blow take backs, swipe it, get it. See the mark, watch me hit it. Witness, put the gram down, focus, live it. Chillin' like a villain and I can't fight the feeling. This man be winning, I'm climbing the ceiling. Rather die trying, my conscience be illin'. Fully committed. No shit's begin. What's poppin'? Not stopping. Drunk texting. We feelin' sickening. Out to run the night. And we vibing. Gyrating and shaking. We naughty. Like the party. We bubble party. At Denali. Here wildin'. Stylin'. Flossin'. And whopping. But you can't do it like this. But you can't hit it like this. Fly nigga out the shit. Wonder not my head. When I dip, you dip. We dip. Spit a little harder when I sip. More Z, more so legit. Maybe I don't quit. It's a dance floor if you ain't dancing, get off of it, bitch. Cause the party don't. Yeah, the party don't. Run that back, run that back, run that track. Party don't start till I walk. And now the party don't start till I walk. And now the party don't start till I walk. Until I walk, until I walk. And now the party don't start till I walk in. And now the party don't start till I walk in. And now the party don't start till I walk. Until I walk, until I walk. I'm gonna be flipping, spinning, moving, dipping. No take backs, swipe it, get it. See the mark, watch me hit it. Witness, put the gram down, focus, live it. Cause the party don't. Yeah, cause the party don't. One, two, three.
don't start till I walk. And now the party don't start till I walk. And now the party don't start till I walk. Until I walk, until I walk. And now the party don't start till I walk in. And now the party don't start till I walk in. And now the party don't start till I walk. Until I walk, until I walk.
Yo, did somebody say a party? I could bring the weed. No to the Bacardi. I'ma get this money. I'ma turn it out. I'ma make them scream. I'ma make them shout. Party don't start till I walk in. And when a nigga walk in, don't make us friends. Came to have a good time. I came to spin. Always on the grind. I came to win. They wanna dip it, move it, spin it, dip it. I know I look good. I got a drip, drip, drip it. Got the blunt lit. I ain't let you
hurt
it. If you wanna party, we can dip off, split it, split it. Dip off, down for whatever. Meet me in the cut. Fuck it, we can go together. Got you in the zone. I'ma lock you down forever. I'm thinking about you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yay, good job.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're going to have them in there cutting the hell up. Okay, I like it. I like it. Thank you for coming on the show. This is a part of the show where you can have people follow you, show them how to follow you on social media. If you got any events coming up that you want them to pop up out at, let the people know. That's your camera right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you. One love. Everything's beautiful. I'm a little bit out of breath. That crown is crowning. www.romeoharp.com. You can find all of the information about me. TikTok, The Real Romeo Harp Music. YouTube, The Real Romeo Harp. IG, Romeo Harp. That's R-O-M-E-O-H-A-R-P. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Deezer. I'm on Apple Music. I'm on all platforms. Please come check me out. Also, too, I'm performing live. Team Winning is going to be me, Scoot, and Lil Leaf. We performing at Voltage Lounge. It's a Caribbean spot here, Charlotte. Doors open at 8:30. Make sure that y'all come in. We're going to destroy that thing.
When?
It's tomorrow. That's the 29th. 8:30. Make sure that y'all come in and y'all support. Peace and one love. This has been absolutely beautiful. I appreciate it. And I'm now starting to slur my words. So this is great. Way to end the night. Thank you.
I appreciate you for coming on the show. Appreciate y'all make sure y'all go and check out his new album, Bear, on all major streaming platforms. Stream it, download, buy it. Get the album. Run up the numbers for him, y'all.
Let's go.
Support, support, support. And go out to, what is the place called? Voltage?
Voltage.
Voltage tomorrow, 8:30, here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Support the local artists and let these folks, let all the platforms know, all your people know about them. Y'all know who I am. I'm Dede Leggett, a.k.a. The Core Queen. I help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape without starving themselves or spending hours a day in the gym. If you need a fitness coach, I'm your girl. Holla at your girl. I will get your big back unbigged. I got you. I got you. Y'all know what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to follow me on Instagram, all my platforms, The Core Queen. You Google me, you'll find me. And I need you to hit that notification bell and subscribe button on YouTube. Leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your people about the podcast. If you want to come on my show and I like you enough, I might let you come on. Go on the link in my bio, fill out the form, and then we'll see what we can do. I appreciate y'all for watching each and every week. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, every Wednesday live, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we are out.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.